Hello, and welcome to the Life Care Services HSD podcast series. Today we have a very special guest, the Senior Vice President of Business Development from TMC, or Therapy Management Corporation, one of our therapy partners. And we are going to be talking about the creation of a successful rehab marketing plan or post-acute strategy. So Sangeeta, welcome.
Thank you.
And great having you. Do you want to give like a little bit of a background on yourself with TMC and kind of talk to us about the business development structure at TMC, just to give our listeners an idea of who you are and who TMC is if they're not familiar, because I know that you guys have a very unique business development structure.
Absolutely. So I'm a clinician. I'm an OT, and so I started as an OT, and then years ago I was in the outpatient marketing arena, which gave me the ability to kind of really look at how to get referrals started, and with that we began a marketing division within our outpatient division. And then shortly after that we wanted to take that concept and bring it over to our contract therapy division, and so we created our census development division. So at TMC, we actually have a team of people that do just census development. And by that, what I mean is we believe strongly that helping our customers brand themselves and what therapy can bring to the skilled facilities and our community CCRCs is what we want to do. So my passion is to really help position the customer and TMC and the rehab department so that we could be the preferred choice of discharge planners. So with that really started our census development division. And so we've been really proud of that because that team is available to our facilities as well as our rehab teams for coaching and training.
That's awesome. So I know that that adds an additional layer of value-added support when TMC is the provider in some of our communities. So what exactly does your department and your company have as the philosophy or the role that rehab plays in a community marketing plan? I know sometimes we have a perception that rehab drives that program and rehab's not supposed to drive the marketing plan, but rather be an adjunct or an ancillary to that plan. So what is the role that rehab plays in the community marketing plan?
So our belief is that we all, you know, want to be the attractive facility of choice, community of choice. And so our goal is to first hire the best therapy team for our rehab department and then really work with our customer to find out what are the key elements of the community that we're trying to make sure that the greater community is aware of. And in this day and age, really the hospitals and the referral sources. And so we want to make sure that we're meeting in a more structured setting so that we're all coming up with a plan that complements what the community marketing team is doing, the community administrator wants done, as well as what the rehab team's focus is, as we're all trying to make sure that we're getting our census to where we needed to get. It shouldn't really be only rehab or just the community. It really has to be a cohesive plan where we're all working together on that piece of it.
Yeah. So do you think that your strategy in the development of that plan has changed over the years? You know, with the way that healthcare is trending, we have the bundled payment markets, we've got the ACOs, we've got the hospital value-based purchasing programs. I know from a SNF perspective, we have to start looking at the way we market in a very different perspective. It's different information that becomes important to our referral sources. Does your company feel that you've seen a shift in how you help develop those plans?
Absolutely. You know, prior to the last, I'll say 12 to 18 months, our focus was really physician visits. And while we are still doing that, there are elements of all of that which has been modified to meet the needs of our current environment. So by that, what I mean is we want to make sure that when our therapists are going back to the doctor's offices for a post-op visit, previously, we would just be giving clinical updates and branding the community to say, you know, we'd love to see more of your patients. Now, what our goal is to go there and to not only share with the physician how his patient is doing under our care, but also to give them outcomes, possibly tell them how the bundled payment is affecting them potentially. What we have experienced over the last 18 months is that a lot of the consumers don't know what they don't know. Mm-hmm. And so we become part of the training an education team for the doctor's offices or for the hospitals or whoever it is we're going to go face to face with.
Yeah, that's a great strategy. So in today's world, with this change in strategy from a development perspective from your side, what would you say if you could name two things that were essential to a successful marketing plan from a rehab perspective, what would those two things maybe be?
I think the two things are, I'm going to probably say there might be three, but the two primary things is we have to have clinicians that understand the shift in what the industry is looking for. And oftentimes therapists want to do just what they, you know, went to school for, which is just therapy. And while therapy is critical because outcomes are now even more important and the data needs to be present, you can't just go to, you can't give the marketer information that is not on paper so that they can go to the hospital, to their doctors to say, you know, this is exactly how the outcomes look for therapy. So our therapists really do need to be great clinicians, but they also need to be able to work within the marketing plan that the community is setting aside. Our goal is to be partners so that if we're needed at the hospital level to discuss the protocols for our bundle payment folks. And so our software is able to give our therapists feedback on our length of stays, cost per episode, reintegration, percentage of reintegration back to home. And those things are historically things that therapists didn't need to track or know. And now we want to make sure our therapists are very knowledgeable about our metrics and our data so that we can give that to the community to go sell.
Absolutely. And so that's such a true point. Cause I mean, I think about my training, as a therapist and zero of it related to business, marketing, any sort of strategy around the business. It was all clinical and based. So I think that's a great point is that you almost have to train the therapist, to look at things with a different set of glasses. And so, when a community like an LCS community or some sort of client approaches you for assistance with their rehab marketing plan, very often they look to rehab to give them the selling points, right? I mean, most of their patients are coming there for some sort of rehab during their stay. So what are the first things that you all consider as part of your research to get to your starting point for development of that plan?
Okay, so that's a great question. And people want to jump to, if they come to therapy, most of the times therapists are going to say orthopedics and your orthos. And while we all, you know, enjoy treating that, the market is shifting and right now the future is not going to sit in our orthopedic world. So what we typically do is a market analysis. We want to know, if we're in a bundled payment, which hospitals are in that bundled category, who are the current physicians referring. But as important is who is not referring, mm-hmm. and maybe why are they not referring, and trying to figure out whether it is a clinical component that our facility and our therapy team is needing to develop. If that's the case, TMC really wants to dig in and really create the clinical tool that can be sold to the community and provide a need that maybe is missing currently in that arena. But also we want to make sure that we're sitting down and looking at referral trends with the community. I'm really passionate about making sure that anytime we create a marketing plan, that it is an interdisciplinary plan between leadership team of the community, as well as the leadership team of TMC, and then our rehab director right there on premise. One of the key elements, though, I have to say, Meredith, is that most of the time therapy departments at a local level also don't know what they don't know. And so our census team is there to help coach and guide them along with our PAC division, who now can help supply some of that data regarding what is missing clinically if we need to develop something. So if cardiac, you know, care is something that there's a need for, then we want to make sure that our clinical team is skilled and can drive good outcomes by implementing a clinical program.
Yeah. So obviously the development of a plan, the goal is to drive an outcome, right? You want to have the biggest impact, if not only from a value add perspective, but getting patients in the door for your therapist to treat. So when, once you finalize, you do all the legwork, you do the research, and you kind of look at your clinical programs and say, here's what we would recommend based on what's happening in your market. When you finalize that, what do you think, you know, speaking of the components of what you're providing the community as part of that plan, what do you think has the biggest impact on referral sources? Is it your outcomes? Is it the data? Like, what do you think has the biggest, biggest impact when it comes to census development?
Right now, what we're tracking is that our physician visits in combination with our outcome data is what's giving us our best return on investment. Mm-hmm. And we're able to track that. So for communities where we have greater than three physician visits happening per month and steadily so, we're seeing a rise in census.
Yeah.
And we're being able to track that more and more. So we're really trying to focus on keeping the focus narrow and not looking at a broad spectrum of marketing tactics and strategies. So we really want to guide and coach our teams to pick 2 to 3, maybe 4 doctor's offices that we'd like to grow the referral patterns on.
Mm-hmm.
And then stay available for those live visits. And if not, if we can't get to the doctor face-to-face, can we put a call in? Can we keep them abreast of how their patients are doing and then always follow up with the hard data on outcomes,
yeah,
and length of stays? And then if there is a readmission for any reason, make sure you're communicating that through your liaison at the community.
Yeah. I heard you mention that you guys track things. And I think this is one of the most important pieces of this, because I think a lot of rehab partners do a really great job of market research, analyzing their opportunities, looking at what their strengths are internally, whether it's through their staff or whether it's the programs and the outcomes that they have, and knowing the market to say, here's where our threats are. I find that most of the heartache that our clients and communities get from the rehab marketing partnership piece is follow-up and tracking and, you know, reporting back on the efforts and things that they've committed to doing. So what does TMC do from a tracking perspective, from a follow-up perspective? I mean, are you guys in meeting internally? How do you kind of communicate that back? I know that's a pretty heavy question, but I find that that's where we have the most opportunity as an industry for improvement.
Yeah, I think, you know, as painstaking as it is for all of us, data, and more data is what the future is asking for. So our goal several years ago was to take some of the things that we did that wasn't in a tracking mode and really put that into our software. So we're fortunate that we have our own software. And so for the last 18 months, and then we are now in a new publish category where we are going to be tracking not only how many physician visits we do, but what kind of physician visits, anything that we're discovering when we go to those physician visits, so that on a monthly basis, part of our policy with our customers is that we meet with our customers on a monthly basis. And at that meeting, we want to show what is being done, not only which doctors are we visiting, but what are the results of that. Mm-hmm. And so tracking census, tracking referral patterns, and then making sure that we're holding each other accountable to what was the original plan for the outcomes as far as the whole marketing plan that we established together.
Yeah.
So if we don't track it, it's going to be very hard for us to know whether something, what we're doing, is working or not. And that's probably even more important as we keep going into the new changes.
Right. So who's kind of the face from a rehab perspective? I mean, you know, historically, it's always maybe been a rehab director who may or may not have a marketing kind of expertise, or maybe a regional person who comes in and tries to do things for a multitude of clients. With you guys having that kind of extra layer of census development support, do you still train an on-site person to be that kind of front face to the consumer, or are you adding additional support from a higher level with the way your program is structured?
Yes. So from a face-to-face perspective, we train somebody at a local level for a couple reasons. Is one, when that therapist goes out to see a doctor, or if they're going to go with somebody from the marketing admissions department to go to the hospital, we want to make sure that they can speak personally to the patients that they're seeing. However, that person needs to be trained and coached, and that's where our census team steps in and our area managers step in. So when we send people out, we're sending people out so that that best meet the needs of the meeting. If you're going to go see a neurologist, it could be a speech path, it could be a PT. If you're going to go see an orthopedic doctor, you want to make sure it's probably the PT or the OT. And so we are doing a lot more training and discovery internally to make sure that the person that we're going to coach and mentor is the right fit for that particular meeting. Oftentimes for the physician visits, we're training multiple people. If it's for a hospital-based meeting, we're probably going to pick either the rehab director or oftentimes somebody above that level, like our area manager, or possibly somebody in our PAC division, and then myself. So I've done some of those meetings as well. On top of that, we like to have quarterly meetings with the leadership team, and oftentimes I get on those calls as well, so that if there's a bigger landscape to take a look at, then there's multiple eyes coming in. But at a facility level, we still want our rehab director to have that face-to-face ability.
So that face, that front person, they would be the ones to maybe attend a hospital C-suite meeting, I'm assuming. So what advantage does therapy bring to being present at that sort of meeting?
One, we're able to show the outcomes of the information that we can bring. Again, we have a lot of reports that we can complement the community to bring to the face-to-face C-suite meetings. Also, Meredith, you know, at this point in time, that meeting we find is so critical that before our rehab director would ever attend that, we're going to really gauge whether it needs to be the rehab director or somebody else that might be of a higher level, so that we're getting the most out of that meeting. Mm-hmm. So we've done that two different ways. But having tools that show the outcomes and potentially show the hospital where their revenue, either they're missing out on revenue or maybe they've shortchanged what opportunities are available to them. Mm-hmm. And so our goal is to definitely sit down with the community and offer up everything that we have internally from a tracking mechanism, so that when we get to that C-suite meeting, everybody's got their data to be able to be discussed.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point, because I know me personally, I attended a large hospital system meeting in Texas, and they had commented that no one from a therapy perspective has ever come in and talked to them about what we were doing from a quality assurance programming and quality perspective. And since that was so important to them and what they were looking for in third-party providers, not only did they feel LCS was advanced in the way that they were looking at that, but I was surprised to hear them say that no one really talks therapy, QA, and outcomes with them when they're coming to meet with them. It's usually an administrator type level, and they're just talking referrals. So I think that's a really interesting point. So I think we're running out of time here. I want to thank you for all of the value that you brought to this podcast today. I know that TMC does a fantastic job in partnering with our communities from a census development and sales and marketing perspective. So thank you. And we hope to have you on our podcast again.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Legal disclaimer. LifeCare Services LLC is not engaged in rendering legal advice. Therefore, any information provided in this podcast, although intended to be correct, is also not intended to replace or supersede the advice of your legal counsel. Also, thank you to Ben Sounds for the music provided in this podcast.